Kribos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Nozer daf Lamed Ches, and we have a little bit of housekeeping here on Lamed Zayin and Beis, and then we'll get into the real sugya of today, which you'll see is talking a big discussion about Revias, and we'll go back to the Mishnah and kind of analyze that a little bit on Lamed Beis. So either way, we're just finishing up here. Rabbi Akiva, again, we had said Rabbi Akiva says that and Rabbi Yochanan said within Rabbi Akiva that the pasuk of Mishras teaches me that Heter Mitzdarif the Iser by Nozir, right? Others, Chachamim, used that to teach me Tam Keger. Okay, the Gemara now, Amalei Rav Ashi L'Rav Kahana, right? Four lines up on Lama Zayin and Beis. Just quickly, according to Rabbi Akiva, right? Al Hadatanya, Mikol Shere Yasem Gifin Ayayin, Limit Al Yisuri Nozir, Shem Mitzerfin Zamza. Right, again, when the Pazik says, right? Pazik says, Mikol Shere Yasem Gifin Ayayin, anything that is made, right, from grapes, that teaches me that Yisurim Nazir Mistarfim Zeza, and the Yisurim, right, can combine with each other. Meaning, like, let's say you have a grape and a grape skin and a seed and all that stuff combine, right, to create, let's say, for example, a kazayis. So that's going to make you chayiv. So the problem is, right, the Rabbi Kiva, right, again, Rabbi Kiva had said that Heder is Mistarfli Isser. This positive teaches me that Isser is Mistarfli Isser, which would be obvious if you tell me that Heter is Mistarfli Isser. Right? The Rabbi Kiva Hashta Yishlomar Heter Mistarfli Isser. Isser, this from Ibaya. Right? If you're going to tell me a great Chiddush that things that are mutter combine with things that are Usser to create the amount of Isser needed, certainly Isser is going to combine with Isser. You don't need a pause to tell me that. So Malay, he'd say to you, no, really, Heter the Isser Bavas Achas. But Isser, the Isser of Afilu Bazachar Zay. Rabbi Kiva would say that it's slightly different halacha, and that's why we need two psukim to teach me, because they're not exactly the same thing. You couldn't learn one from the next, because by heter the iser, when you tell me heter mitzarf the iser, that's only usher if you eat it together. But if you eat two usher things, let's say grape seeds and grape skins or whatever, so that is even bezer harzah. That's even if you eat it one after the other. And Tosus has an important line over here: bilvad shiyu b'toch kedei achilas pras. Right, as long as it's within kedei achilas pras. We're not saying that you eat, you know, half a kazayas today and half a kazayas next week. Right, it's only if you do it kedei achilas pras. Right, that in that case, according to Rabbi Kiva, iser and iser would combine. Uver Rabbi Shimon, right, the less late tziruf. What about according to Rabbi Shimon? If you remember the very beginning of the Masechta, Rabbi Shimon says you don't need, you don't have any combination, meaning you don't need to have heter mitzarf iser, because you don't need a minimum shear, because you're already chayav for any amount of iser. Right? He holds that the shearim are only shayach for korban chatas, and you're not going to do a chatas. So mikol asher yaseh my darish pei. So where does he use that pasuk from? From all of, right? We just use that pasuk. Anything that is from the grapevine, right? We use that positive to teach me that Isser combines with Isser. So what would Rabbi Shimon? He doesn't need to do that. Right? So you're already eating. It's already Isser. So I'm going to say to you, he said that positive teaches me, and this is Rabbi Shimon's sheet that we saw also earlier in the Masechta, that you're only Isser to be a Nazir once you accept all three Isser and Nazir, right? To become Tameh, right? To drink wine and not to cut your hair. Right? You have to accept all of them, right? If you only accept one of them, right, that is that's no good. Then you're not going to be a nozir, and that's what that pasuk teaches me. Okay, I'm Rabbi Avo, I'm Rabbi Lozer. Now again, if you remember, this was Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo had said I'm Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Avo, and then Rabbi Yochanan, right, had given us this idea of Mishras, right, that pasuk teaches me that Heter is Mitzdarev the Isser. So now we have Rabbi Avo in the name of Rabbi Lozer. So what is that? So it says now what in the name of Rabbi Elazar called Revius Shabbat Torah in Heter Mitzarev LeIsser Chutz MiRevius Shabbat Nazir. Now he says the same thing, but for Revius. Right? Now he says the same thing for Revius. Rabbi Elazar basically saying the same thing as Rabbi Yochanan. Then we're going to ask in a second what's the difference between the two. But he says all the Revius of the Torah, Revius, as you know, right? Revius is a Revius, right? A Revius of a log, right? All of those. In the Torah, you don't, if the shear is a revius, you don't combine heter and iser, except by nazir, right? Again, shari amr Torah mishras, because the Torah says, right, kol mishras, right, this pasuk of mishras, anything that is combined, right, or how do we translate that better? I don't remember. Okay, anyway, but anything that's combined, right, that's going to be an iser for the nazir. So the Gemara says immediately, ma'ika bin Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Elazar. I mean, what's the difference, right, between those two shitas, right? And Rabbi Yochanan basically said the same thing. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan marbi afilu ochlan. Rabbi Yochanan has an extra chumrah that he's going to include even food. So if you're talking about the grapes themselves, right, say the grapevine, Well, that's going to be a lizard, but the grape seeds, right? And then Heter things, Mutter things. Right? That if that's Heter and Starfleet Isra, that's gonna take effect even by solids. But Rabbi Elazar only Mashkinin Midi Achrini Lo, right? He's going to hold that it's only liquids and not solids. Okay, tough. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Well, as we mentioned, Revios. So now the Gemara comes to talk about all the halachos of Revios in I guess in Shas in the Torah. So Rabbi Elazar as a Revios. There are 10 of them. There are 10 shittas of Revios that are where a Revios is halachically relevant. Right? And we'll see in a second. There's more, but we're not quoting all of them here for whatever reason. We'll see in a second. V'nukir of Kana biyodeh chamesh sum kasa v'chamesh chivarta. And if Rav Kana said, if you want to remember them, there are five that are red and five that are chivar is probably more clear because, as you'll see, there's going to be it's water and oil. It's not really white. It's more clear. But okay, either way, chamesh sum kasa. What are the five red ones? Nazir v'osa pesach shahoru v'miktash v'mesu. That's not a strange phrase that you're not understanding that those are five different cases. What are those cases? So Nazir, what's that? Revius Yain Nazir, right? That we saw that we've been talking about. Osa Pesach, what does that mean? Dam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Arba Kosos Halal Tzarech Shehe Bahen Kedei Revius. Dal Kosos, you got to drink a Revius. The cup has to have a Revius, rather. And that's the halacha on Seder night. Right? If you're wondering why we're not mentioning Kiddush, if you notice, there's no Kiddush there. So again, Pashas is because not everybody has to drink wine for Kiddush, right? Everybody has a mitzvah to drink dalakozos, right? Then the Rabbanan, but for Kiddush, right? You can hear Kiddush from someone else. You can make Kiddush on bread or whatever. So that's Pashas why they didn't list that one. The Gemara does not ask why we didn't list that one. Okay, Shahoru, what does that mean? Shasa Revius Yain Al Yore, because again, relevant for this week on Purim. If a person drinks a Revius of wine, he should not paskin certain halachic shaylas. But so if you go see a Rebbe, right? If you go see a Rebbe on Purim, right? Don't ask him a shayla if he's a shtickle gone. But mikdash, what's that? The shasur of is yayim nechzes the mikdash chayav misa. By the dinu you have by Nadav and Aviu, one of their opinions what they did wrong. That basically right, the halacha is that if a person drinks wine and goes into the Beis HaMikdash, so then they are chayav misa. That shir is a revius. V'mesu, what's that? And they died. Tanya, as we learned in our brisa, minayin the revius dam shi yotzei mishnei mesim shi metame ba'ohel. How do you know that if you have a revius of blood that comes out from two dead bodies, that is metame ba'ohel? Again, usually if it's UV, obviously if it's enough of one. If it's from one body, obviously, but how do you know? Even if it comes from two bodies, Shneimar as Pasuk says, "V'al kol nafshos meis lo yavo." Right, for the nafshos meis, that's plural, right? You shouldn't come, right? That's the coin shouldn't be metame the mason. So even for plural, right? Even if you have the shear, right, from two dead bodies, the chamesh chivarta. What about the ten? What about the five clear ones? Chalos, nazir, metzora, shnif, shulu, b'shabbos. Right, those again. Those that's not some magic phrase. That's just an acronym. Not an acronym. That's just a way to remember what we're about to quote. Those are five different cases. What are the cases? Chalas. What is that? So that's revius shemen lechala. That's you need a revius of oil. Right, for a chala. That's not for a chala. That's not exactly accurate. It's really the chala that you bring with the korban toda. The korban toda had 40 loaves of bread. 10 of them were chametz. 30 of them were matzah. Right, and you would use oil. Right, for one of the types, I forget already, one of the kind of, you needed a log for the one that was fried, if I'm not mistaken, and you need a revius, not a log, I'm sorry, you needed a revius of a log, you need a revius of oil for the one that was fried. Nazir, what about a nazir? That's revius shemen la nazir. That's not obviously usher for the. That's not. We're not saying that the usher is not the nazir is not allowed to drink oil. But what it means is that he needs a revius of oil for the korbanos at the end. Right. That's part of the chalos that he brings with the rekikin or whatever that he brings as part of his korban when he's done. Mitzora, what's that? Revius mayim the mitzora. That's a quarter log. It's a revius right of water. Right, for a metzorah, again, that part of the blood that you shecht from the bird, right, goes into the water, and you need a revius of water, right, to catch that blood. Shen nifsalu, what does that mean? Detan, as we learned in the Mishnah, call mashkin shtamein, poslan asagavia, berevius. If you have tummy liquids, right, again, they're liquids that'll make you tummy, right, so that will make a person tummy. Right, by if they drink it, right, they'll make a person tell me if they drink or enough for Revias, right? Something is tell me, etc. Ushar kol mashkin berevias, kol hashovchim berevias, right? And all other, sorry, what was the last one? Did I skip a line? Oh, B'Shabbos, I'm sorry, right? B'Shabbos, what's the case on Shabbos? Right, that line basically says how much you're allowed to carry out. Into the Shizarabim, so then we said by Revias, and anything and any water that's wasted, right? Meaning not wasted, but like wastewater, right? That's gross, right? Just anything that's poured out, right? That's going to be by Revias. So Gemara says, I have a Suleka, but aren't there more cases? Vayika Revias, notlum liadayim, leechad vafil lishnayim. But what do you mean that a person is allowed to use Revias of water to wash his hands, and if he's done with that, he can even give it to someone else's hands. Meaning that's the amount of this, you don't even need a revius to wash your hands. So Kamari says, but plug to the Kamari, low Kamari, that's a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama, that he's not allowed to use. Rabbi Yossi says, you're not allowed to use, you know, if you still have a revius of water from someone else's Nitzil Zidayim, you're not allowed to use that. So we didn't want to list off a case with machlokes. I have a Ika, Haya, maybe. Right, what about that the Kohen would bring a cheres, meaning like a vial, not a vial, but like a pitcher, not really a pitcher either, but okay, a pitcher of cheres, right, of pottery, right? This is again preparing for the paraduma, right? Because we don't want to make anything tame, right? You got to avoid tuma by so much, so you, pottery is not it's not Mekabel Tumah, but if it is Mekabel Tumah, you have to break it. Okay, whatever, fine, that's strict that from the record, that's not relevant. But basically, the Kohen would take this Klicharas and put in a Chatzilog Mayim of a Kior, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer Revius, where Rabbi Yehuda says it's a Revius of water. Right, so you see that you have by the what's it called, by the Paradum also, you see that you need a Revius of water. So again, also, Bepukta Lokamari. Okay, that's machlokes. We didn't want to list it. I vaika kama mayim nosin lasocha. How much? This is halacha that basically, if you have urine, a person can't daven. But if you dilute it with water, right? So then you can daven. So how much do you need? So kolshu. Tanakama says just a little bit. Rabbi Zake Omer revius, and you have a shita that says it's a revius. So again, as you might imagine, bepluta lukamari, we're not going to talk about machloksim. I vaika mikvah. But what about a mikvah? Now, what do you mean? Not what do you mean a mikvah? Mikvah means memsa. Needs 40 sa to go in the mikvah. So if you look at Tosfos over here, by revius the mikvah, chazi bo lahatbil machten vitzinorio. So you can actually dip a needle in a revius of water, right? Midoraisa. Nowadays, obviously, we don't do that, but midoraisa, you really could. You could use this revius to dip a needle in, so that would be shayach. So why don't we list that? So Gemara says, "Bar mi'ahi dipet lo rabbanan." No, okay, fine. Beseder, we're not dealing with halachos that don't apply anymore, right? And Chazal got rid of that. We said everything, right? Obviously, every kli now we dip in 40 sa, and that's right. So again, anything that the Chazal got rid of, right, we're obviously not going to leave in a list of revios. So therefore, we're left with the 10 revios that everybody agrees to that there is no. That there is no machlokas. Okay. Fine. Tosis just points over here that if you remember from the Mishnah, right, we said Nazir reveals Yain the Nazir, right? We said we had a sheet that was that it's the shear is a kazayas, not a yain. So what about why do we list that in the Mishnah or in the Brisa rather? And he just points out that the whole when we say Bepluta Lukamari, that's only by the clear ones, but by the red ones, right, we do actually find the machlokas. Okay, whatever. If you caught that, that's great. If not, let's just go right there. Okay, we on the base. Now we quote the Mishnah again. Ve'inu chayev ad sheyuchel min anavim kezayis. Right, again, it said basically that when you chayev, when is the guy chayev? He's going to have a kezayis. Again, the Mishnah Rishona, right, said it was a revius. Rabbi Kiva says it's a kezayis. Right, okay, back and forth. Fine. So the Tanakama lo medami lohon lechol yisurin nozir l'shtiyah. So the Gemara just points out where the Tanakama is not going to medame luhu, is not going to equate all the halachos. Or if you look at the Mefarish over here, the Holy Surah Nazir, the Shtiya, the Dilu, Anavim, because I is what Yayim Berevias. Gemara is just pointing out that the Tanakama has different shitas, different shiurim, depending on what we're talking about. Right? If you have, if it's wine, it's a Revias. If it's a Novim, if it's grapes, it's a Kazayis. But Rabbi Akiva, why does Rabbi Akiva line it up? Let's say that everything is a Kazayis. Kevin Techlip, suppose it says, V'anavim lochem v'yveshem lo yochal, my achilis Kazayis, afkoli suvin Kazayis. So Rabbi Akiva says, from the Pasuk, right, we see that Anavim lochem, right, that this fresh grapes, v'yveshem, and dry grapes, lo yachal, you're not allowed to eat, right? Again, so basically that's Va'an, right? Right, the ve'anavim, right, again, it's the vav, right, it's the vav that connects it before, where's the, I'm just trying to find the full pasuk. Miyayin v'shecha yazir, chometz yayin v'chometz shecha lo yishteh, right, you can't drink any wine or vinegar or whatever, v'chometz shas anavim lo yishteh, and anything like soaked in wine, you know that, right, that's the pasuk of mishras that we said before, and ve'anavim, or va'anavim lachem v'veshem lo yochel, right, and meaning the pasuk lists all of these items, right, together. So Rabbi Kiva says, okay, if they're all listed together and you have the Vav Achibur that's combining all of them, so it must be that the Shirim are the same. Tanra Vav with under Raisa, Vanavim Lachim Yavishan Liyachal, what did he do with that Pazuk? Lechayev al Zebif Ne'atzmo v'Zebif Ne'atzmo. That is Mechayev, again, we just read it, right? You have all these examples of wine and vinegar and dry grapes, which is raisins, right, and fresh grapes. So all of those, right, all of the Lechayev, in and of itself, right? All those items, if you eat all of them, right, they can be chayv in and of itself. And here you can learn that also by other halachos, right? Right, over here, it's one min, it's one species, it's one type, right? It's grape, but your chayv, right? It's called different things though. There's wine, there's vinegar, there's grapes, there's raisins, and your chayv for each one. Each one individually. So af kol shehu min echad v'hein shnei shemos chayv al zeh b'fnei asmo v'zeh b'fnei asmo. So to any other scenario, right, where you're going to be chayv for each one in and of itself. What are we including? Lasu yechamra chadti v'invi, to include new wine and grapes. What does that mean? Now new wine is basically grape juice. Right, then basically grape juice right away. It doesn't ferment, so that's going to be included in the Isra, right? That counts. You don't need any alcoholic content. Amar Abaye says, "Achal chartzan lo kishtayim." Right, achal zog lo kishtayim. Again, if you remember, we had a machlokas what chartzan and zog is. Let's just say chartzan is the seeds and the zog is the skins. So achal chartzan lo kishtayim, achal zog lo kishtayim. You get malchus for two for each of those. Achal chartzan vizog. But if you eat both of them, so then lo kishalosh. Right, then you're going to be chayv for three. And if you look at the Mefarish, she explains which psukim you're going to be chayv for. Achas mikol asher yasem gefna yain. Right, one from anything that comes from the grapevine. V'achas kol chartzanim, v'achad al zog, right, and one for chartzanim, and one for zog, right, delo yachel achluka, right, again, and it says, don't eat them, right, okay, fine, so he ate all three of them, so he's going to be chayv for three. He ate all two of them, but there are three psukim there, and you're chayv for that. Rava, Amar Rava says, ain't a loka el achas, no, you actually only give me chayv one, but she ain't a loka ela, she'enu loka alav shebeklolos, because you're not going to get a malchus for alav shebeklolos. Alav shebeklolos basically is an iser that kind of includes many different details, right? Meaning, if you say kol asher lo yechel me'gefen ayayin, right, that includes wine and grapes and seeds and whatever. So that's a bunch of different isurim, and you're not going to get malchus for alav shebeklolos. You're only going to be chayev for one over there. Okay, fine. Masi Rav Papa. Papa says, what do you mean, Abaye? Abaye, that you're going to get two malchus over here for eating the seed or the skins. Rabbi Elazar Omer, the Mishnah says, the Brisa says, Nazir Shai Shosei Yain Kol Hayom, Eino Chayev Ela Achas. If a Nazir is just sitting there pounding wine, he doesn't care that he's a Nazir, just drinking, he's going to be Chayev only one, even though he's just dropping bottle after bottle, right? It's Purim, whatever. Amru Lo Al Tishta, but if he gets warned, if he gets multiple warnings, multiple hasra, so then Vu shows him he's drinking, Chayev Al Kol Achas V'Achas, he's Chayev for each and every single drink, each and every single shear. Achal enavim lachem v'yveshem, chartanam v'zogim, v'sarcha, eshkol shalanam v'shasa. Right, if he's eating all of these grape products, fresh and dried, and right, grapes and raisins, and seeds and skins, and squeezed grapes, etc., etc., and drinking all this stuff, v'loka chamesh, then he gets five. The Gemara says, well, ihachi, so now the kasha on Abaye, that Abaye is bringing against, I'm sorry, that Repapa is bringing against Abaye, if you're telling me that you're going to be chayev, right, for the iser of, right, loz ilayachel, right, mgevin ayayin, Right, call that shay yasem a gifin ayayin. So you should look shay. She should get six. Achas al me call shay yasem from everything that is made from the grapes. So why? What about that one? So why don't we say that it's six? So Gemara says ton of a shay. Really, you're right. It taught some of the examples, but it left over some other examples. Well, the Gemara says, well, you can only say that. Right? The Gemara does this often. Right? Whenever you have a list, right? Is it specific or is it not specific? So very often the Gemara will ask this, and then it's very often the Gemara will answer, yeah, it's not an exhaustive list. Problem is that if you leave off only one detail, right, then it is an exhaustive list, and it must have left off that detail on purpose. If you have more than one detail left off, so then you can say, okay, I listed a bunch, but not all. But if you only have one halacha that's left off, then you can't say ton of a shire, then you can't say that it's not an exhaustive list. So the Gemara says, my shire, the high shire, meaning which other halacha is also left off to tell me, right, that it's not an exhaustive list. So Gemara says, shire lo yachel devoro. Right, he left off with the issue of violating his nether. Again, we had that in the Darim, if you remember, right, that Isser lo yachel, right, he shouldn't violate what he swore to do. He also got malchus for that. So Gemara says, imi shuhai, but if that's true, right, lav shirahu, and then you're not leaving that off. Because this Bryce is only listing things that are not shaykh to any other realm of halacha. But lo yachal devaro isi ben adarim. But lo yachal devaro will be shaykh to the adarim. So we're back to score one. And basically we don't have anything else that the Bryce could have left off. And how can you say tana v'shaya that he left over that he left over anything? We're gonna stop here. It's gonna go and it's gonna kind of change the fact that it said five, and then okay, fine, we'll get to the Mishnah tomorrow, as Hashem. All right, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.